expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Many different topics today. The main topic, empire. Greatest nation to have ever existed. Great in the sense of with technology and the ability to rule the oceans of the world, what is under the ocean, outer space, technospace, infospace, land masses, the surface of the seas, the atmosphere, empire. There's never been a nation like the United States of America. Egypt, the culture, the effects of the culture still remain spiritually. The gods that they worshipped in ancient Egypt are still being worshipped. The gods of Greece still being worshipped. The Roman gods still being worshipped. America, 80 years ago, began its quest for world domination. And we have been the dominant nation internationally. The only other nation that has been, you might say, the counterbalance to America was Russia. And Russia is the counterbalance again presently. I'm going to begin with Vladimir Putin. With what's happening in Ukraine, yes, the world is focused on the war in Ukraine. But also the world is focused on Vladimir Putin and Russia. Not just the involvement in Ukraine in the war and what Russia is doing to stop American objectives. There was a comment in something I was reading this weekend, and the comment was that now the United States is going to put military advisors in Ukraine. This is a bunch of hogwash. For anybody to believe that we are now going to help Zelensky by bringing in these type of people, they've been there. Military advisors have been there for the last 20 years. Especially during the Obama administration. And so we're going to send in military advisors. Well, if anybody that's been asleep would believe that. Now, Sergey Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, speaking to the United Nations in New York on Saturday, said, The United States and its subordinate Western collective want to artificially divide humanity into hostile blocks. It is a tactic designed to force the world to play according to their self-centered rules. A goal of inflicting a strategic defeat upon Russia has been declared. And this is absolutely true. Lavrov at the United Nations is telling all the nations that are there in the assembly the truth. And the nations in the assembly are very aware of this war that is taking place between the United States of America and Russia. The European nations, NATO nations, are part of the network of American military and America's economic, you might say, these nations can sanction Russia too at our behest. But Russia and China, members of the United Nations, they realize they're watching. This isn't ping pong. They're watching cage fighting. I don't know if many of you are familiar with the UFC, cage fighting. This is what is happening in the world, internationally, on the stage. There is a cage fight taking place between the power structure in the United States of America, occult powers, dynasties, families that have ruled this country, families that have gone to Yale and Harvard and Princeton, that believe that this country is theirs. This is their. We've got to come back to continue. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360khnc.com for podcast for this program and the hosts that are on the site.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Crispy, faded, lit, baked, toasty, stoned, blazed, zooted.
When you're high, there are a lot of ways to say it. But there's only one thing you need to remember. Driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal everywhere. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
That was Steppenwolf back in the late 60s. Monster. America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? I don't have to answer that question. Anybody can answer that question. No, the America that used to be no longer exists. America has been replaced by something that you cannot identify. You can't put your finger on it. You can't define it. It is evil. And I'm talking about the area of the Seven Hills. I call it the Stargate to Hell. Right there. Seven Hills on the Potomac. Cherry Hill, Capitol Hill, all the other hills. Stargates to Hell. And buy a drone and go to New York, go to Washington, D.C., take your drone and take it up about 1,000 feet and look down upon the Capitol building, all of the streets. They're laid out in Masonic fashion. You see, that city has been consecrated to Satan, and it conducts business on behalf of the devil. It's laid out, patterned after the signs of all of the signs of Freemasonry. A womb, a phallus. I don't have time to get into that. America has begun its death throes. America, because we are no longer a Christian nation. There are Christians in the nation, but Satan has done he's been very effective in neutralizing the effect of Christianity for the most part in America. Christianity light. You know, you have whole milk, you have 2%, 1%. Most of Christianity is not even 1%. It's water with chalk in it. It appears to be milk. It appears to be have some form of nutrition. I say this because the occult world in this country that really began to move into the politics of this nation during the early years of the baby boom generation children going to college. 50-58. And into the years following. These individuals now run the country. And during the 60s, you had, in this country, you had a Jesus revolution. But side by side, you also had an occult revolution. 1966, Anton LaVey writes the Satanic Bible. You have an invasion in music. Theme singing, a group singing symphonies to the devil, right in the face of the American people. It's still there today. People don't want to discuss this matter of the occult in this country. It's verboten. It's makes you uncomfortable, uneasy. Your mind can't handle it. It's frightening. Well, finally, God is good to His word. Christ is good to every word that He spoke in the New Testament. He stated that nothing will be hidden, but everything would be made manifest, brought out in the open, revealed. Nothing could stay hidden. A rattlesnake in your yard, it would have to be, at some point, you would have to find the location Well, we found in this country that everywhere you go, politically, the occult is there. Jordan Maxwell, I've referenced this individual before. He passed away recently. He used to love to sit with his uncles and his dad and the parents talking about what's happening in the country. The rest of the cousins were told to go outside and play. And in one of his interviews, Maxwell said, "I didn't want to go out and play football or baseball or catch." He said, "I wanted to be with Dad and my uncles. I wanted to hear what they had to say about America, what they had to say about politics, what they had to say about anything. I wanted to know, what is my dad and my uncles, what are they talking about?" And he said as the years went on, he was educated. He's not a believer, as far as I understand, a true believer in Jesus Christ. But he was a very intellectual man, and he was able to meet with people in the Federal Reserve, CEOs of corporations, people that are very high up, very connected, very powerful, very wealthy. And he said, one thing always, there was one denominator, there was something common with everybody that I would visit with over a prolonged period of time. The matter of the occult, what was happening in secret. And I don't mean just hidden. The word occult means hidden. No, it's what is hidden and what is happening in what is hidden. There's a movie, Eyes Wide Shut. As a Christian, I don't like to watch. I pick what I want to watch. I generally don't, you know, I just didn't have a good feeling about Eyes Wide Shut. But about a year after the movie was out, I'd go to back then these were VHS, you know, you go get your tapes or discs, CDs. Well, eventually we had a VHS recorder. I didn't want to see that movie, but I went in one Friday night, and back then you would get three movies for $10 or $5, I can't remember. And I walked by the display, and again, and a third time the Lord told me, Christ told me, get that movie, you need to see it. I said, no, I don't want to see that. I've heard it's filthy, I don't want to see that thing. And the Holy Spirit prompted me to get it. And I said, okay. I went and watched the other two movies, a Western, and I forget what the other movie was. And then Saturday night, I thought, well, I rented them for the weekend for 3 days for $10. I sat down, I started watching it. And the minute I started watching the movie, I realized Stanley Kubrick did something very interesting in this movie. This was put together because he had witnessed what he was putting in that movie. He was very aware of that world that he was presenting to the movie watchers, the movie to in that movie. I realized that he knew what was going on in the occult and how powerful they are. These aren't little dabblers. These aren't little kids going out to kill a little bird or a dog. No. These people, this is the sophisticated witchcraft of America, the most sophisticated of Europe. This is the high priest in the occult type of rituals that take place, the highest. And Maxwell was basically saying all these individuals, they were into witchcraft, into the occult, into secret societies. And this is the land of America, the land of the plumed serpent. The serpent, the land that he rules over, America. And the center, a couple of centers actually, seven hills, the Stargate of the political world. Then you have another Stargate, New York City, the land of the center of the powerful, powerful dynasties, tied into the Stargate in London, in the city of London, with very powerful occult priests, witches, warlocks. Not so much witches. The high priests are always males. Then you have regions of the country. One of the most powerful regions and becoming more powerful every week, every month, is Colorado. All these thousands of people moving to Colorado. What's the percentage of these people that are in the occult? There are many who are just trying to get away from areas of the country, especially the West Coast, that are being devastated by lawlessness. But there's always that percentage that's coming to this state that they know this is going to be and has been and is going to become even more powerful occult center. And they know it. So this is why we're at war in Ukraine. The power structure, the families that have ruled this country have been threatened. And they know who they've been threatened by. Not just Vladimir Putin, and not just Russia, and not just China, and not the new multipolar world countries. But these people in the occult, they are being threatened by Jesus Christ himself. We are at now the beginning of the open wars against Christianity, and the Christians are not aware of it. Like I say, Christianity light. Christianity, people that have tender feet, they can't walk barefooted because they're not able to handle the reality of what this country has become. But not all Christians, there are those also that are very aware. They're not fooled by what this nation has become. They understand that there are occult power centers in this nation. I don't want to say too much. Denver, very powerful occult center. That's why DIA came into existence by the Clintons. They even admit it is a New World Order center, and it has been dedicated by the Freemasons. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for the podcasts, for my program during the week, on Sunday, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, and all the other hosts that are on the podcast section, 1360khnc.com for all of the podcasts. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at revoknives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great El Dursky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC. Of America have a spell has been put upon them. We're in a nation that is so powerful in the occult that the American people have been hypnotized, and especially people that listen to mainstream media. These people in mainstream media don't think that these people are just brilliant people that went to college and have a great brain. No. I say a vast majority of them are in secret societies. In one form or another, they are in something that pertains to the other kingdom. The kingdom that is at war with Christ, with God and His Christ. I'll say it again. Now, the open war of Satan and his children against Christ and his family of believers and the knowledge of God is now begun, and it is now open. It's out in the open. It's not hidden anymore. It won't be, you cannot hide it anymore. We hear of all these Jesuits in the Supreme Court, many of these people in Congress, the Senate, House of Representatives, in the occult. And like Jordan Maxwell said, He knew by meeting with these people how powerful they are. They run this country. They rule politics. They are the CEOs of these major corporations. They are families, dynasties in the occult, in the Illuminati, in Skull and Bones, in Freemasonry. Now, in Skull and Bones, you cannot become a Skull and Bones member without swearing an oath to the devil straight out. In Freemasonry, it's a little more, the tact is a little more subtle. You can be a Freemason, but you're never really taken into the deep things of the occult until you get up into the higher degrees. But you have to pay a price. You have to swear complete total allegiance to the architect. And the architect is not God or his Christ or the Holy Spirit. The architect, Lucifer, in the Illuminati, it's the same. The Lord Jesus said this would come out into the open in the years before his return. And he said that the children of the devil, they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to be brought out. They don't want to be flushed out. But they know that at some point they will be. And they know that if they want to be able to protect themselves and retain power, they must tell the truth. They must reveal the truth. The truth must be revealed. It's a cosmic law. And they may not like people talking about it, exposing it. But the thing is this. They know that God has given them a right to function in the occult world. And they're protected. But at the same time, they know that in the world that's going to expose what they do, God also expects these individuals will be protected also. So you can't have it all. These people can't have it all. They have to go by the laws, by the rules. They want to play the game. There are certain rules, cosmic rules on God's side, they must play by. They can't remain hidden forever. The reason I present this is because the great war against God, His Christ, and His children is now open. The war in Ukraine is an occult war. It is the Nazi occult religion at war with the Christian people in Russia. You see, Russia was a communist nation, God-hating, devil-worshipping, and they have repented. They have turned from communism back to the Russian Orthodox Church, back to Christ. They become a people that fear God. Right next door to an occult nation, Ukraine, and it's mainly not Eastern Ukraine, which is mainly Russian people. It is the heartland and to the west. And Russia and the belief in a true God, a God who needs to be feared, a God who is powerful, the war is with the Russian Christian people and the people of Ukraine that are Ukrainian Orthodox. So this is an open war against Christianity. And Kosovo, that war that took place, that was a war against the Christian people in that area in Serbia, in Yugoslavia. And there's a war in this country. There was the Clinton's that started the, and Podesta, John Podesta, the Catholic Spring, trying to cause division in the Catholic Church. Yet it's not over. And the government is targeting, during the time of Obama, the conservative people in the Tea Party. The majority were Christians, God-fearing people who love this country. And they were targeted via the IRS. And the threat to national security are the conservative voters. That is the big threat. Now, Texas. Look at the immigration coming over the borders in Texas. Why isn't it happening in New Mexico and California? Think about this. I'll tell you why. Because it's a red state. There is a war against the conservative people in red states, Christian people, because these people in the occult, they know the big threat, the biggest threat, are people that have a relationship with God and that fear God. We have to be back.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492. 720-680-0492.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Yes, there's not just one fool on the hill. There are many fools on seven hills. The hills, the great Stargate in Babylon the Great. A great Stargate. Every kind of satanic evil coming out of that center of seven hills. Capitol Hill, Cherry Hills, I forget the other five. Not accidental. And, you know, there in Ukraine, to really help you understand what I'm saying, you've heard of earlier in the day, Alex Jones mentioned this individual, Marina Abramović. She's the satanic witch out of one of the, I think, European nations, out of one of the Western European nations, Poland, Hungary, I can't remember. But I think he's a devil worshiper myself, Vladimir Zelensky, he is requesting that this Marina Abramović, this witch, this satanic priestess, be the Ukrainian ambassador, an ambassador to Ukraine. She'd make a great ambassador, a satanic ambassador. Why? Because she would be meeting with the other satanic ambassadors from the region and from other areas of the world. There are many of these ambassadors that are involved in witchcraft. So it would just logically, birds of a feather flock together. Geese with geese, ducks with ducks, and vultures with vultures. Are we going to, is this war in Ukraine going to end up in World War III, where Russia dumps nukes on the U.S., U.S. dumps nukes on Russia, Europe is blown up and destroyed? No, no, no. Vladimir Putin, God has given Vladimir Putin boundaries. And Vladimir Putin will not push the red buttons. Vladimir Putin is not turning the other cheek. He is standing, and the United States continues to provoke, push, aggravate, agitate. But Vladimir Putin is under guidelines from God. He has boundaries, and he will not send nukes, missiles with nukes on them to America, even into that region, in that vicinity. There may be some small nukes that you could probably say launch 10 miles with a howitzer, something like that. But no, none of the big missiles with the megaton weapons on them. Again, Vladimir Putin is under, he has boundaries that he has to remain in. And the United States also, according to the Bible and God's will, America also has boundaries that we cannot go beyond. We cannot exceed. There are boundaries, and there will not be World War III. These are the beginning of the conflicts that lead to Armageddon. So there's going to be a first war in Israel, a second war in Israel. There's going to be wars in the area of Russia, down in the Africa. There are going to be skirmishes, and there's going to be ethnic wars globally. Ethnos against ethnos. But no, at the time of America's destruction, which will come, these nukes that you see sitting out here in the fields in Wyoming and Montana and elsewhere, Nebraska, and no, when Antichrist is done with America, he's going to just push the button and those things are going to go straight up and come straight down. They're not going across an ocean. This is what this individual is going to do. You're not going to have to send nukes. Yeah, and some of the nukes that will probably come to destroy America will come out of Greenland. It's our stockpile of missile. We have missile bases up there. Those aren't going to go to Russia. They're not going to go into Northern Europe, into the Middle East. No, they're probably going to just dump straight down to the south and to the east, right onto America, in my view, and if I understand what the Bible says. So, Zelensky wants this Marina Abramovic to be the U.S. ambassador. Just like Jordan Maxwell said, everywhere he would go, meet with these very intelligent, powerful people. Common denominator, they're all involved in the occult, in one secret society or another. Families, and with Stanley Kubrick writing, making the movie Eyes Wide Shut. When I saw that movie, I understood this is the high, high witchcraft. You know, I have a friend that went to school in California, and he was German. And he took a course in the German language. I'm going to have to finish with the story when we get back, but I'll conclude the program with this story I'm going to tell you. But in the meantime, 1360khnc.com for the podcasts. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And we'll be back in just a few minutes, and I'll tell you the rest of the story.
502-3230.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Well, this concludes today's program, but to finish the story, so anyhow, this friend is taking a German class in California. He's in the ROTC, and it is... He had to speak and learn to speak High German, which is what they call the Führer's German. And that is the way in witchcraft. I'm using that as an example. For 6 months, he traveled with another student and a teacher. And for 6 months, they only spoke German, High German, the Führer's German. That's it. No English. They bunked together. They ate together. They had to do everything together. And every time he would say something in German that wasn't just exact, he would be corrected. He said 6 months of being corrected, but he aced the class. And eventually he ended up in Germany, and he that's where he was stationed after Vietnam. You have the high witchcraft, the highest form of witchcraft. It is Anglo-Saxon witchcraft, the highest. And that is what is being practiced in this country, that type of witchcraft. You have the witchcraft from Africa, from the islands, Haiti, from Jamaica, from Mexico, Brazil. Very powerful, don't misunderstand. Extremely powerful. But in the movie Eyes Wide Shut, this is the witchcraft of presidents and of dynasties and of monarchy, of royalty. And they have perfected it. But the only threat is Jesus Christ and his children that have learned to fight the battles, spiritual battles, just like in the Old Testament with Elijah having to go head to head with the false prophets of Jezebel. God will always have his prophets. The devil will have his prophets, but God will always have his prophets too. And American occult power has been threatened by God's children. This is why there's going to be a third world war, and the third world war is going to be the United States against all the nations of the world. And the final world war will be Armageddon. So we're moving into the time of the wars that Christ said would come. They've already begun. America's going to war with the whole world. Americans' hegemonic power has been threatened. And that power means the occult powers of this country have been threatened. The powerful dynasties that have ruled this country through witchcraft have been threatened. And they're being threatened by the nations of the world that are not going to just yield to America's wishes anymore. So we're at the beginning of the America's war with the nations, which will eventually conclude with the final war of Armageddon. So we have wars from this point to Armageddon, but the final war will be the war of Armageddon, where all of the occult armies of the world will go to fight Christ on a field in a massive area, and where they'll be defeated. Well, for today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. You have a good evening. We'll see what we'll have a visit tomorrow. See you then. Talk to you then.
50 Cent Tree Sale is going on now. Choose from thousands of carry-out size trees that are easy to handle and easy to plant. While supplies last, buy the first tree at regular price and mix or match a second tree for only 50 cents. Thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees, ornamental trees, and more. Also, huge savings on shrubs and perennials.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. And if there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace, it's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.